WLTW New York.
Good evening, New York City. I'm Delilah, welcoming you into New York's official home for requests and dedications, your favorite love songs, and your autumn love stories and memories. We're sharing those each night this week as we celebrate the arrival of fall in the city. In about an hour from now, around 9, I'll share another one of your messages. Head to lightfm.com, keyword Delilah, to message me your autumn love stories or memories tonight. 1-800-222-1067, the direct line to the studio. We're here to take your calls, to share your stories. Let's start the show out by going to the phone lines. Hi, who's this?
Carol.
Carol, what can I do for you?
Well, my husband and I are going to celebrate our 52nd anniversary.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Good for you.
Thank you.
And what's your hubby's name?
Paul.
So after 52 years, tell me what it is about Paul that you most cherish.
Well, he's my hero. He's always there for me. I went through a bad time, and he always stuck by me, and he's still doing it today. And I love him more now than I ever have.
Are you still in love with him?
Yes.
Because so many times you hear people say, well, I love my husband or I love my wife. I'm just not in love with them.
Well, we've grown together over the years, and I love him more now because of what I found out about him over the years, how wonderful he is. So I think I'm in love with him, and I love him.
Good for you. Call me back in another 10, 20, 30 years with the same report, okay?
Okay.
I'll play a good song for you.
Oh, great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Delilah.
I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Called Delilah. Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Dakota.
Hi, Dakota. How can I make your night more peaceful?
So, I have this boyfriend, and I was wondering if you have any advice on how I can tell him that he's not a great kisser.
Oh, dear. This is not a good sign. This is really not a good sign.
I know. I don't know how to tell him.
You're just going to have to come out and say, you're going to have to say, dude, back off here. Let me show you. I will kiss you the way I want to be kissed.
Yeah.
Like, is there a lot of stuff he does that annoys you, or is this it?
No, this is it.
This is it. Well, this is a big one, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to come out and say, okay, I am going to demonstrate the way that I would like to be kissed. And take notes, follow along if you would.
Yeah.
And see how that goes.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive.
All I know is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. The road is long. There are mountains in our own way, but we climb a stair every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. The lift is up where we belong. can be hard.
All we have is here and now. All our
yes, long. There are mountains that I wait, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the
keeping you company all night long, playing your requests and your dedications and reminding you to focus on the good stuff in life. I saw this story the other day about a group of kindergarten kids. They were interviewed. First week in kindergarten, they were asked, who in this room is an artist? And guess what? 100% of the kids raised their hands. They all loved doing artwork. They loved painting or drawing or coloring. They loved music. They loved dancing and playing the tambourines. They loved art, creating art and enjoying it. By fifth grade, less than half the class, the same kids, exact same class of kids, were asked, who in this room is an artist? By fifth grade, it was less than half of the class. And by high school, only one or two people, students, kids, identified as being artists, as having the soul of an artist. What happened? What happened between kindergarten when they loved to paint or draw or dance or play the bongos or sing? What happened between then and their later teenage years where they didn't feel they were an artist capable of creating wonderful art? What happened? What happened to that passion for creativity? In just a moment, I'm going to talk with a young girl who is an artist, and so is her mama. That is coming up next.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running. Doesn't kill you.
Hey, it's Cubby and Christine. Did you ever go on a first date and it got kind of crazy?
It's happened to the best of us. We need to hear about it, too. Share it with us. You can always text us, 44363.
If we end up using you on the radio, you win a fantastic prize. Crazy First Dates, weekday mornings at 725 on Light Up.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Die with a smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars custom stations with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
protection of the highest powers. In lonely hours, the tears devour you. And I wanna stand with you on a mountain. I wanna bathe with you in the sea. I wanna lay like this forever until the sky.
You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
My name is Kaylina.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Welcome to the Delilah Show. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if I can play a song for my mom.
Tell me about your mama.
My mom's name is Lindsay, and she's very pretty, and I love her very much.
She's pretty, she's sweet, she's a good mama.
Yeah.
What do you love to do with mom?
I like to paint with her, actually.
Paint pictures, like artwork, or paint the walls?
No, on like papers.
On paper. All right, me too. That's kind of my favorite thing to do with my grandkids. I will play a song for you and your mama. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good night, sweetie.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all as you left me.
Is this love?
Your requests, your dedications, your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
Are you on the road tonight? Are you traveling someplace? Are you on a road trip? Why do I think I need to consume 10 million calories when I'm on a road trip? Do you have to have the red vines in the car on the road trip? Do you have to have chips and snacks? And buying those, you know, pork rinds, which are a lot healthier and have more protein. Just, I don't know, they're just not perfect road trip food. I always choke and need to drink a gallon of water. If you're on a road trip tonight, I hope you're having fun wherever you're going. And I hope you let me keep you company all night long. Pass the red vines and I'll be here. You're listening to Delilah.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer,
She pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, oh. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding. Took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. When we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Hello, my friend. Have you said goodbye to summer yet? Or do you live in an area that's summer year-round? Are you welcoming fall? Have you been to Hobby Lobby and seen all the fall decorations everywhere? Oh, my goodness. Pumpkin this and that and harvest season. Maybe you're planning an autumn getaway, a road trip. Maybe you're going to go on a road trip to a small town and stop by a farmer's market. That would be a wonderful getaway. Wherever you go, whatever you do, take us along. I will be right here on the air encouraging all your little outings. Have fun and be safe. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening. We'll be right back.
Don. What can I do for you tonight?
No, it's Don.
Oh, Don, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi, Delilah.
What can I do for you?
I have a special someone who's my wife, and we've been married 17 years, and I've told her a lot of times how much I loved her, but I'm just so thankful to get through to you because I know that you're good at picking out songs, and I have so many that we like, but I know that the one that you'll pick out will be special because it'll be one from your heart. And we've been going through a lot of things, and I wish I could just, I just want to keep loving her as much as I can and not overshower her, but like I have been, I've just been confused a lot lately in the last, we've been going through a lot of things this past year, and we're back together, but we're not living together. So
you're separated right now.
Yeah.
And you recognize that maybe you made some bad choices?
Yeah, we both did. We both kind of did.
And you're doing everything in your power to reconcile.
Yes, and we're there. It's just we have a couple more months, and we'll be back together again.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So you want me to pick out a song that sort of expresses to her how much you love her?
Yeah.
106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard, New York City. You have found the light at night. You know what I love most about the month of September? I love most that so many people I love were born in the month of September. And I love, 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 love celebrating with them. I also love applesauce. I love making applesauce. Almost every day in the month of September, I make a batch of applesauce, at least 2 or 3 quarts. And then I give it away. It's birthday presents for my son. It's birthday presents for my grandson. It's birthday presents for my father-in-law. And it'll be a couple of quarts going to my daughter, Shayla, because she is the mother of my granddaughter, Rosalie Bell, who I call Rosebud, who loves Grandma Nene's applesauce. And I love making applesauce for the people I love. I have so many apple trees. I'm like Johnny Appleseed. When I bought my farm, I think there was probably, I don't know, a dozen or more apple trees on the farm. And I've planted probably 50 or 60 fruit trees since then, since I've lived here. So we have apple trees and pear trees, plum trees and Asian pear trees and blueberries and all sorts of goodness. And right now I've been making grape applesauce that I put grapes from my grapevines in. So it's kind of purplish colored. It looks kind of weird, but oh my gosh, does it taste good? I wish I could serve you up a big bowl of applesauce hot off the stove. I know it sounds weird, but you put a scoop of ice cream right in that hot applesauce and it tastes like apple pie. Only there's no sugar. It's just sweet from nature. I'll be serving up sweet songs all night long. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Precious time, when time is new, all through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have of no past, we want to reach back, keep with me forward all through the night, and once we start, the need to cleanse, and it goes running all through the night, until it ends, there is no end. All through the night, Stray Cat is crying, so Stray Cat sings back, oh.